It's time for the Prescott Coaches Show on KDWA AM 1460 and FM 97.7. Today's show brought to you by Patak's IGA and Philander's Grill. Here's today's Prescott Coaches Show.
Well, hi, everybody. Live Coaches Show. No, I'm just kidding. We're not really live, but we are very close to it here at the Jackie Riley Softball Complex, Big Fry Memorial Field, and now the season is underway for the Prescott Cardinals. We were here the other day. Now we're standing here on Saturday morning as you guys get ready for St. Croix Falls, who will then take on River Falls. Later on in the day, they got a little bit of a trip here today, but that's okay. You guys get them first. And I want to ask you, you know, I mean, the first St. Croix Central doubleheader that we had, first game, quicker, even with a six-inning game, you guys go out there and really played well in that first one. And the second one, a good comeback, but Falls got us. So what was your analysis of that first doubleheader here at home?
Well, the grit we showed game one to come first time out really playing on our field and against an opponent, and I thought we grinded that one out. That was a big win for the first game of the year, and then you kind of flipped the script there in the game two. We, you know, drop fly balls, you know, throwing errors, fielding errors. We just weren't sharp, and you know, we really beat ourselves. And that's no disrespect to St. Croix Central. They are very good. They've got a nice team. You know, they returned six all conference players, and but we made it tough on ourselves to win that game, and we cleaned some things up there, and I think we win that game. But we turned around yesterday, and we played yesterday how we think we should play every game.
Now, when you have a game this early in the year, and you and I were just talking off the air too, because that was kind of my, I know, method for the madness for the Hastings Raiders yesterday, because they hadn't even been outside on grass. They go out and play a game right away. That's tough stuff, even for your girls. And we're not trying to make excuses for losing a game or whatever, but the girls got to learn a little bit on the fly early in the season.
Yeah, we do. And it's not an excuse, but it definitely has a big factor. And we got to understand that. We got to take that into consideration. And we do make mistakes. And we haven't been able to work on a lot of things defensively, because we haven't been outside. But we're going to get better with each game. And we told the girls after that game, we're going to have to learn as we go and with our schedule. And we just games. And that's why coaching moments during games and after games are so important. And this team, I tell you what, they listen so well. They want to learn. They want to get better. And like I said, we love this squad right now.
Let's move to yesterday. That was Friday. I texted you right about 7 o'clock as you were settling for your family movie or whatever, but it was nice to hear a 10-0 win. I mean, that's when you get a 10-0 win, I mean, the girls are feeling good heading into their weekend, and I think that sets the tone for today's game. Give us a breakdown of yesterday and just how good things went for our gals.
We've been confident in our bats, you know, the last 3 weeks. You know, it was in a gym, you know, but we think this team can hit. We know this team can hit, and we had 15 hits yesterday. Day, and it was from top to bottom, and we just played really well. And we kind of talked about their day. We kind of showed up at the field, and I don't know if it was maybe like a little nervousness and anxiety a little bit going for game one. And then yesterday we came in, girls were, you know, laughing and having fun and locked in and stuff like that. And you could just show, like, even in warm-ups, like, okay, we're ready to go. And first inning, you could tell right away. So we need to come with that mentality that, you know what, we're ready to go. First pitch, first warm-up throw, and it showed.
You guys also have some speed. You have girls at the top of the lineup that can set the table. You and I talked about Kelsey Stayroot earlier, one of the ones we mentioned by name before we played our first game, because we know how important she'll be. A big game for the girls yesterday. Talk about Kelsey, what she brings to the table, and if she keeps doing stuff like this, we're going to win a lot of games, 10 to whatever.
Yeah, I mean, she's only 7 for 10 her first three games, so that's not a bad start for her. But and she beats in so many ways. She can hit the ball over the fence. She can hit the ball in the gaps, and she's a phenomenal bunter. So she puts a lot of pressure on their team, and her at leadoff, boy, sets a tone for us. And she's been great. She'll continue to be great. But then, you know, you got Kaden behind her, who is just as good of a base runner, and she's got just as much speed. So we've talked about this too, like that 1-2 punch to start games and to get us rolling is huge. And then, you know, from 3 to 4 to 5 and from the bottom, we got girls that can hit. I mean, they can hit it all over the field. And like I said, we always have felt strong about our hitting, and now we just got to kind of just continue to get better defensively. Pitching's been outstanding. So no, it's except for three games, really 2 days. We feel great where we're at.
When you got girls that can actually hit the ball 1 through 9, it makes the bunt game that much more successful, because you can't necessarily play one girl to just slap or have a certain defensive setup. They got to respect everybody. And when you do that, the bunt game opens up. You get a little more room to drop it down, move runners. Do you ever think about that, too, just with the girls saying, you know, I know she might be my four hitter, but in this situation, we might be able to sneak something over here.
Oh, it's always – we tell the girls that 1 through 9, you can bunt. There's no one on a team that's will not bunt for us this mm-hmm. year. And they know that, and we work on it, and everyone works on it. But and you know as well as I know that bunt, that small game is huge, huge, huge in softball. But like I said, we're going to continue to hit. We're going to continue to swing it, but put pressure on defense with our base running. We've got a lot of speed. And then, again, we will play small ball.
Probably the only way I could get a hit off of Nick Johnson is by bunting. So, yeah, of course, we're going to stress that here today. Your pitchers, too. We've seen Ella. I know Gabby, I think, is going to go today, maybe, or at least she's going to be going. Talk about the pitchers a little bit.
Well, Ella's been outstanding. Top of my head, I think she's thrown 22 innings and has not given up an earned run yet. So, something like that. Or 22 strikeouts and 15 innings, I can't think right now. I don't got the stats in front of me. But, and Gabby, you know, against St. Croix Central, she threw well. She's not going to go out and strike out a ton of hitters. We have to play defense for Gabby. We got to, and she's going to get ground balls. She's going to get fly balls, and we have to execute defensively. And that's what kind of happened against Central, where she threw the ball to her plate. They put the ball in play, and we didn't help her defensively. And then, you know, yeah, we have to do that. But our pitchers, that 1-2, it's like you got kind of Ella, who's kind of that more of that power pitcher. Mm-hmm. And Gabby's at more finesse. She's going to get you out in the off speed, and it's a great 1-2 punch. And we're going to be able to use those two girls, you know, at times in the same game and stuff like that. So we love those two where they're at pitching. And, again, just like hitting, the more they throw, the more they get rolling, the better they're going
to
be.
Now tell me a little bit about today. And I know people that are listening to this right now are probably hustling over to the field to catch the rest of the game. But St. Croix Falls, kind of like Grantsburg, right? I mean, a team from, you know, up north a little bit, have a little success, maybe not as much as Grantsburg, but a team that we know today, they're going to come down here looking for a W.
Yeah, a program that's been successful over the years, you know, and that goes back many years. So, and it's kind of an unknown. They had a pitcher last year who's pitching in college right now. She was very good. And now the rumor is they've got a freshman who's coming, who's supposed to be pretty good. So you can't, you know, you don't know so much about them, but we know they're a good program. They're going to come down here and play well. And like, it's one of those seeding meetings things, that non-conference mm-hmm. schedule where it's so important for the postseason run. And for us to continue to play well, we have to continue to play well.
Before I let you go, what goes on next week? So Monday through Friday next week, you guys got a busy schedule, I'm sure.
It doesn't get any easier, I know that. We go to Grantsburg on Monday, and we just talked about again, they're one of the best programs in the state. And then we got Somerset, you know, and I think if there was a conference favorite right now, I'm guessing people would be picking Somerset. You know, they beat Easton sectional final last year. They went to state, and they returned their pitcher, and they returned 7 out of 9 starters, I think. So we know it's going to be challenging, but I tell you what, hopefully we can get a little payback from how last year ended.
Good luck today. Good luck against the Pirates, and we'll catch you between games before Somerset. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. You're the best. Yeah.
Padax IGA of Prescott has the best deli anywhere in the Tri-County area. From Mike's Famous Fried Chicken, Smoked Meats, and Friday Fish, all the way to sides, salads, deli meats, and cheeses, nobody has better quality than Padax IGA. Need a potato salad for the big barbecue? Call the deli at 715-262-5636 and get that special order ready for you before the meat hits the grill. Did you also know that Patak's IGA Deli has catering options? From the smallest lunch to the hungriest crowd, the Patak's IGA Deli can serve you. A proud sponsor of Cardinal Sports.
Philander's Grill in Prescott serves the biggest, juiciest, and tastiest burgers in western Wisconsin. If you leave hungry, it's your own fault. Philander's Grill is open 7 days a week and is open for lunch with daily specials available for dine-in or takeout. Watch all of your favorite sporting events on one of Philander's many TVs. After every Prescott game, make it a tradition to relive the game with your friends at the Cardinals postgame headquarters. Philander's Grill, located at the top of the hill on Highway 10 in Prescott.
I'm back. I'm here with Kelsey Stayrud, and she has had a terrific start to the season. Buddy, you are like, what, 7-for-10 so far this year? Big game yesterday. What are you seeing at the plate? I mean, you've had a great start.
Well, you know, always thinking first ball strike, always attacking. Got to stay determined. You know, it's early in the season, but got a long road to pave until, you know.
Get to playoffs and everything. Yeah. You know, right now, too, in the early part of the season, it's not like the bats are always ready to rock. You know, sometimes the arms, everything are ready, but the bats aren't necessarily ready. For you guys, that's not the case. You guys are really hitting the ball well. Talk about your lineup 1 through 9 and just how you guys know that game in and game out, you're going to be able to hit the ball.
Well, you know, we're a young team. Everybody's always focused at practice. I think we outwork a lot of our competition. I think we are always coming to play, and 1 through 9, we're always thinking, you know, base hit, or, you know, always thinking that we want to get on base, so we're always determined.
You are dangerous in so many ways. You can bunt, you can hit for power, you can run. Talk about your approach at the plate, especially, let's say, an infield's playing back, because 1 through 9, they got to respect you guys. They can't always play you guys to bunt, because all you guys have power, you have gap power, all that stuff. How do you figure out yourself? Because Nick said, you guys all have the credence to bunt when you want, swing when you want. Talk about that and just how you can exploit some of these teams and utilize your speed too.
It's always good to see where everybody's playing, you know, if third base is playing up or first base is playing up, or you know, if you bunt the first time, maybe fake bunt and slash, or you know, you always got to play mind games on the other team.
What are you looking forward to most for the rest of the season? We're so early, we got so much fun to come. If there's one or two things you have circled on your schedule, what would they be and why?
Going to state and winning conference. Yeah.
Good luck, buddy. Have a good day today. Get the win, and good luck against Grantsburg on Monday.
Thank you.
Yep. I'll wrap up the show as we send the Prescott Cardinals out to their game against St. Croix Falls. And, of course, we'll have the recap of the doubleheader from Thursday coming up in just a few moments on KDWA.
Philander's Grill in Prescott serves the biggest, juiciest, and tastiest burgers in western Wisconsin. If you leave hungry, it's your own fault. Philander's Grill is open 7 days a week and is open for lunch with daily specials available for dine-in or takeout. Watch all of your favorite sporting events on one of Philander's many TVs. After every Prescott game, make it a tradition to relive the game with your friends at the Cardinals postgame headquarters. Philander's Grill, located at the top of the hill on Highway 10 in Prescott.
When you think of a full-service grocery store, the only name that should pop into your head is Patak's IGA of Prescott. Family owned and operated since 1912, Patak's IGA is your one-stop shop. Aside from the award-winning grocery store, Patak's offers a full deli, including great meal specials daily, and a meat department that is second to none. Grilling with friends? Find Rafe and he'll put together a grill pack that you can't resist. Also, while shopping, be sure to stop by the in-store Caribou Coffee Shop for your daily charge. Patak's IGA, a proud Cardinal sponsor. Nick Tuchter back at the KDWA studios, and now the Prescott Cardinals girls are going to take on St. Croix Falls over at Biggs Fry Memorial Field. Good luck to the kids. Should be a good game. They got, as Coach Johnson mentioned, a pretty busy schedule starting next week as they'll go to Grantsburg on Monday and then take on the Somerset Spartans coming up on Thursday as well. We'll check in with Coach Johnson a little bit more midweek as we look back at Grantsburg and St. Croix Falls and much, much more right here on KDWA in our sports updates. Want to thank Patak's. Want to thank Philander's Grill as well and Prescott for sponsoring the show each and every week. We're going to send it to Prescott Sports Saturday. Thanks, folks. And that concludes today's Prescott Coaches Show on KDWA AM 1460 FM 97.7 and KDWA.com. Today's show brought to you by Patak's IGA and Philander's Grill. We'll see you back here next week at 12:05 p.m. for the next Prescott Coaches Show.